Unit 8-8. Troubleshooting, Maintenance and Upgrades, Interaction with Vendors, Developers, and Users. Part A. Creating an infrastructure that will be able to troubleshoot performance issues adequately and quickly as they arise is imperative to ensure successful workplace integration, maximum reliability, and to minimize downtime. Nowhere is this need more apparent than in the healthcare setting that is becoming increasingly dependent on its computer systems and where the computer delays can jeopardize the health of patients. For larger institutions, this becomes a daunting task as user issues, upgrade projects, and routine system maintenance all vie for the IT staff's time. This section is designed to offer some suggestions for effectively managing these issues and to provide effective management strategies. Today we will discuss creating a help desk, triaging and prioritizing trouble calls, and creating a tiered support strategy for larger environments. Then we will shift gears a bit to discuss maintenance and upgrades. We will discuss the importance of creating a baseline for measuring systems performance. What is a baseline and what to measure? Finally, we will talk about interactions between vendors, developers, and users, and the importance of developing a process for communicating requirements and supplying updates. We will briefly discuss the importance of client-vendor relationships and offer some suggestions for ensuring a healthy, long life together. Even if your clinic or institution has their system installation underway, and things are going well, they know problems will eventually arise. They look to their HIT consultant to help them develop procedures for reporting problems and methods of monitoring the system's performance. For smaller environments, that may mean contracting with an IT consultant or team and appointing an in-house go-to person who can perform administrative functions on the system and to interface with the consultant and the vendor when problems beyond the typical scope arise or when updates are ready for deployment. For larger institutions, the chore of maintaining a large EHR infrastructure combined with the need to interface with perhaps hundreds of users on a daily basis becomes a more daunting and costly task, usually requiring an in-house IT staff to maintain and further develop the system. The temptation is always there to share the production support responsibilities with the development team. This often leads to productivity loss and long-term team dissatisfaction as project goals fall farther and farther behind schedule, necessitating the creation of a dedicated production support team to manage customer support issues. The production support team should provide highly available, highly usable, and rapid support to user service issues as they arise. This is particularly true in a healthcare environment where downtime can potentially have a negative impact on patient outcomes. Additional responsibilities of the support team could include managing user access to the EHR system and monitoring the daily interface errors and discrepancies, such as invalid interface filing types, patient mismatches, and duplicate orders. The production support team should be highly customer-focused. This is especially true in healthcare environments, where medical professionals are often working under stressful conditions and may be sensitive about being placed in subordinate roles. Your frontline support team should be able to use their soft skills to better understand and build good working relationships with their users while effectively addressing their technical needs. Your support team should be versatile, encompassing specialists in help desk, application level, hardware, and network support. Staff should also have a thorough understanding of application and business processes. The help desk. To ensure that all requests are handled efficiently and are properly prioritized, which we'll discuss later, the help desk should become the first point of contact for most user inquiries. The help desk is responsible for troubleshooting and resolving most common issues and assisting users with typical EHR usage inquiries. When a problem arises that is beyond the scope of the help desk to resolve, they will prioritize the issue and assign it to the appropriate group for resolution. This diagram depicts the typical troubleshooting request workflow. As requests enter the system, they are evaluated by the help desk. If the help desk cannot resolve the issue immediately, the request is triaged, assigned a priority, and directed to the appropriate workgroup for resolution. This system provides the support team with an efficient workflow strategy designed to adequately address user needs. In this instance, the IT team is divided into 5 support categories. The help desk, who will triage incoming requests and process basic diagnosis and administrative requests. The applications team, who will respond to issues surrounding the use of various supported software applications, including EHR software issues, and including trouble diagnosis and software upgrading. The networking team, who diagnose and resolve issues regarding connectivity and data exchange, general administrative, security, and account issues, and perhaps some server administration and hardware support issues. The Citrix team, who would resolve issues arising from the use of supported virtual environments. And the workstation support team, who would respond to inquiries regarding workstation usage, including potential hardware malfunctions or local application support installation and troubleshooting. It's important to note that this is just one variation of a support organization. Each IT department must find the balance between workload and available resources that best suits their organizational needs. Prioritizing requests properly is key to maximizing user productivity and minimizing adverse patient outcomes. Requests should always be prioritized based upon the level of impact. Here is a suggested 4-level prioritization scheme. A routine or low priority request is limited to an intermittent problem that needs addressing but is having no impact on workflow or patient care. An important or medium priority request indicates that the device is non-functional but not impacting patient care. An urgent or high priority request is an issue that is severely impacting an individual's or department's workflow. And critical status is reserved for those issues where critical devices are affected with no other alternative for the user, or the issue is directly affecting patient's care. In larger organizations who often need to support multiple clinic sites, a tiered troubleshooting support approach is recommended to maximize IT support productivity while maintaining a high degree of customer service response. In these instances, a 3-tiered approach is often most effective. The first tier, consisting of super users and help desk staff. The second tier is staff with workstation and networking specialists and technical analysts are deployed to troubleshoot issues not resolved by the first tier's efforts. The third tier is usually made of application support specialists and support consultants. They are usually centrally located, which facilitates the face-to-face communication often needed to root out complex performance issues. Now let's talk about the different tiers in more detail. So-called super users are usually members of clinical teams who have been well trained in EHR usage and workflow strategies. They are generally located at practice sites or departments to provide frontline user support to commonly asked questions and to promote proper security and confidentiality policies. Super users should be excellent teachers who don't mind person-to-person interaction and can serve as a liaison between the EHR support team and the clinic. The help desk is responsible for providing timely phone and email support to users and support users. Each call or support request should be tracked using a ticketing system, such as Remedy or Cerberus, to ensure proper documentation and timely service. Help desk staff also have the responsibility of documenting their work cases. Since an overwhelming majority of work requests will be funneled through the help desk at some point, thorough documentation of these work cases can, when analyzed, provide additional insight into trends and performance issues affecting the EHR system. Help desk staff should have excellent customer relations skills and be effective at triaging and assigning requests. Help desk staff should have intermediate level workstation and peripheral troubleshooting skills and be proficient at supporting various workplace applications. Network specialists and workstation analysts have general network knowledge and proficiency with all supported utility applications. They typically are dispersed throughout the system to provide level 2 support and know who to contact when problems arise to expedite repairs. Application support specialists and production support consultants represent the third tier in troubleshooting. In organizations with smaller budgets, they may also be part of the development team. Application support specialists provide expert support for EHR applications, including troubleshooting unique problems and interfacing with the vendor to find solutions. Production support consultants are lead systems analysts. In addition to performing roles similar to application support specialists, production support specialists are responsible for training other analysts, as well as researching, recommending, and implementing EHR system upgrades. When separate teams are now responsible for projects and production support, it becomes even more critical to produce vital written documentation and build other, more efficient means of communicating change across IT teams. Periodic training sessions are also helpful for distributing the latest enhancements or known issues to other team members. The ability to become a skilled listener and be able to accurately define the problem are important communication skills when interfacing with users. Often, the user is simply describing an EHR enhancement request rather than an actual problem with the system. This makes the support team a valuable asset for gleaning enhancement ideas. Let's take a minute to summarize what we've learned so far. Smaller healthcare settings may get by contracting with a third-party IT contractor for a majority of their technology and EHR needs, while larger institutions will most likely require a dedicated in-house IT staff to provide efficient response to resolve system issues and user requests. Being able to triage and prioritize requests as they are received helps to ensure urgent issues are not overlooked. Also ensure that requests are forwarded to the appropriate specialist for resolution. There are a variety of ways an IT department can structure itself to best meet the needs of its users. For larger institutions, however, a tiered approach can be quite effective at managing workloads and mitigating issues when they arise. Lastly, effective IT departments employ specialists with a wide variety of skill sets, including application support and development, networking infrastructure and security, and hardware support, to better serve their customers without frequently depending on third-party resources.